Shirley Edgerton is the cultural proficiency coach of the public schools in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. On Tuesday, the city's Welcome Back to School event brought in community members to offer students support and encouragement on the first day of the academic year. Edgerton spoke to WAMC about how community relationships with the school system can bridge systemic gaps in Pittsfield.
This is our third year of Welcome Back to School. And so we had a number of community members present at Crosby Elementary School and Morningside Community. It's an exciting day. Sometimes I can't figure out who's having more fun, the kids or their community members, you know, by the smiles on their face. But clearly the impact is great for our young people, to give them high fives, to tell them have a great year, you know, just to say hello, just their presence. And such a diverse group, you know, often people that they don't see in the schools throughout the year, you know, like men of color, for example. So it's an exciting day. And I was very moved with the number of people that were present this morning. And folks from all walks of life, from the police department to, to just any other private citizen.
So what do you think this brings to the students' day and year to have this showing of force from the community on the first day of school?
I think it demonstrates or begins the process of showing our young people that we care, that we want them to do well. So we're starting off with very positive language to help them understand that we believe in them, that we know that they can be successful. So today is just the beginning of that. So the teachers are there, and that's what they do day in and day out. But the community members can help with that, because there's an opportunity throughout the year where we have activities such as Reading Day or Read Day. There's a national day, then there's a local day that Pittsfield School System observes. So that's another opportunity for others to come in and infuse some joy about reading, infuse some joy about education, and infuse some joy about the students feeling good about themselves. Which we know from research, having a positive self-esteem, feeling good about yourself, is important in education. It's important in life. So we're not only there exemplifying and encouraging them educationally, it's also about life skills.
I'm interested in how you understand the intersection between like a public school and the private community coming together into the sort of synthesis where you're sort of combining like things happening in the school system with a larger community context. Can you talk to me a little bit about the kind of work that goes into creating that kind of, you know, relationship?
Right. Well, I don't think the educational system is an island upon itself. And I think, again, research shows how important it is for cross-cultural experiences to happen for our children. So we pretty much know our statistics in terms of the racial breakdown, the gender breakdown in our school system. Well, in order to help some of our, all of our students to have mirrors to see themselves, the community can help with that. So bringing in people from the community who are racially different than the makeup of the educators and the administrators in our school system sends a powerful message to our children, not just the students of color, but the white students also. And it's an excellent demonstration of diversity and people being able to work together and having similar goals, you know, that goes beyond our differences. It embraces the idea that we have more in common than not. Yeah. So especially when it comes to our children.
So just a moment ago, you mentioned Reading Day. What other events throughout the year, you know, are you doing to sort of contribute to this ongoing relationship of, you know, as you said, it's not an island, it's this ongoing dynamic. Right. So what else is happening this year?
Yeah. So we're also looking for private citizens who are interested in just sharing lunch with our children. So like if some of those people, you know, we don't want folks just to show up, but if they would contact me, and we want to try to organize or create a structure where people are going in and out of the schools with a particular goal and purpose. I'm working on some other projects in terms of awareness. So I'm currently having conversations with members from the Native American community, and we'll be bringing in some programming, you know, to educate our young people. So from Native Americans to religious community, just an assortment of people to kind of address and support the educational experience that's happening in our schools day to day.
There's been a lot of discussion that Morningside and Crosby are among the school's most struggling, environments as far as the larger Pittsfield educational community. Is this a response to that, the fact that there's schools that have been identified as needing more support and more resources?
Well, that's an excellent question, but this morning, this was just based on the requests made by one of the principals and a community member. And that's how it just so happened that we were at those two particular schools this morning. But I do think in terms of equity that those were two great schools for us to have a presence at this morning. Because when you talk about equality and equity, equity is based on making sure you meet people's needs, you know, so they can be in a situation where they're equal to others. So the needs of Crosby and Morningside in terms of testing and some other challenging community issues made it two perfect schools for us to be at this morning. Not that it would have hurt for any of the schools to have the presence of community members. So if there are others in the community who want, after the new year, who are interested in welcoming their students back, please contact me.